Coach Q joins me. The circus trip continues. And, you know, I don't know, first three games, what do you give it, a B, a C? What do you call this?
I would say B minus. You know, I thought we got better in our last game. I thought we got better in the Calgary game and started okay with a win. But that was I thought we should have got a point or two in the Vancouver game, which was tough. But I liked the way we played. It was kind of like the way we played the prior weekend, you know. So I think that that's what we're looking for going into the American segment here, and you know, get back, you know, starting off this little segment in a positive way.
You know, you got one line in particular that's killing it. I don't. If I went to you at the beginning of the season and told you Kane and Panarin are going to be the stars of the league, they're going to take quality shots, they're going to find the back of the net more than they don't, it's going to be great. You know, you would have said, yeah, I'll take that, but not a lot of quality shots the rest of the way. Is that just going to take time?
I think right now it's a work in progress to find it. We're definitely going to try things to get some balance in the scoring and the lineup as well. But that line has been amazing, and, you know, they all get credit because they're all playing very well and they all bring a little bit something different to the game. So it's, you know, whether it's Johnny's lines, Krug's lines, Carroll's line, let's find a way where, you know, we're generating a little bit more offense. We're spending more time in the offensive zone. Keep the intensity and the momentum going by doing that. And, you know, you do that, you're going to score some goals. You're going to create some power play opportunities. You're going to, you know, you're going to basically control the game. So that's part of our game that's really missing right now, and hopefully we can capture it.
You know, this is a really important part of the season too, right? Because you're beyond that first few games where you got to get your game legs back. And from now until, I don't know, probably mid-January, it's great to win a bunch of games because the team's probably as healthy as it's going to be in general. And then February, you probably get some tired legs where everybody gets their second wind and maybe third win for the last stretch of the season. Is that the way it normally plays out?
Everybody's got their theory on, you know, getting yourself in a playoff position. And they, a lot of them say if you're not in a playoff position by Thanksgiving, you've got a lot of work to do. So right now we're in, but we're not comfortable. So let's find a way to push ourselves in a better position because we know that it's going to be a dogfight throughout. And you know, I think every game that we have everything in place, we should be thinking that we got to find a way to get points. And that's what was disappointing about our last game because we tied it late and gave one up later. So let's make sure that those are games where those one or two points really add up and make a difference over the long term. And but so far, you know, I think first quarter of the season is 21 and done. You know, let's say we have to have a little better segment than that one, whether it's getting points wise or performance wise.
Duncan Keith, 100%. Do you think?
Dunks is he's fine. Yeah, he's fine.
I love that answer. He's fine, and if I was there, I'd smack you. No, look, he looks great. I'm just saying he's the kind of guy that always tries to do the work of two or three guys, and, you know, that's with all the minutes he plays, it's just curiosity, that's all.
No, he's getting, you know, coming back off his injury.
Sure.
And all right, now we got to get him going to that top level.
The goaltender, look, I think Corey Crawford is maybe the most underrated goaltender of the past 10 or 15 years, maybe 20 years in the league. He's won two cups, but does it have something to do with the fact that his saves are spectacular, but sometimes his misses are spectacular, where you go, how's a guy that good miss something? Is that just a head in the game kind of thing, or is that hard to quantify?
Goalies really get monitored differently than the other players, and their performance is, you know, they're always based on the ones they let in.
Yeah.
And then so they, you know, those get magnified just like the ones they save. So I think that's the criteria for goalies, and tough business. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you get a lot of accolades and a lot of praise, and some nights, you know, you get sitting there, you know, it was a tough one or a bad one. And that's, but that's always been the measuring stick, and that's part of the goalie's situations where, you know, you want your son to be a goalie. And that's basically what comes with the territory. And, you know, Corey's been, you know, over the last few years, I mean, the bigger the game, the bigger the settings.
Yep.
You know, he responds well. He's big in third periods. He's, you know, done a lot of great things for us. And So we expect them to be doing that as we go along here.
Yeah, and it's got to be great to know that you got Scott Darling sitting on the bench too, because if you need him, there's a guy that's proven to be a guy you can go to at a moment's notice, and 9 times out of 10, he's going to get it done.
Exactly, and I think that he started all right this year, but he's come back with 2 real good games in the net for us, and knowing that we got him back like he was last year, and knowing how important and how our goaltending, what it meant to us last year, was a big part of our team, and we're going to need that here going forward.
I think the most important thing you and I could talk about on this trip is Thanksgiving, not just because I'm thankful you're a friend and thankful that we have this great partnership with you guys, but mostly it's got to be quite something to be a part of a Blackhawks Thanksgiving on the road. Who's the biggest eater on the team? Who could kill the entire turkey?
Well, Bix, if he was here, would be he would dominate. right now, we got a lot of new guys here.
Yeah,
and
you don't know their tendencies. You don't know what their eating move is.
One guy. I know Dunks really takes his time. He probably spends the longest time at the table.
Okay. And Taser's careful, right, about what he eats. Taser seems
Yeah. He's very particular. Everybody's got their ways.
I bet it's one of the Russian guys.
I don't dissect the way their eating habits are like maybe somebody else does, but I mean, I usually come in there when they're almost all done, and I'm the cleanup crew, so I'm. But John is usually a later eater than the other guys as well.
I'm thinking 25 plus 20. You're probably traveling. You got to be traveling 35, 40 guys. You know, with
minimum.
Yeah, with you. Yeah, so let's say it's 50. Let's just round it off at 50 with the administration. That's a lot of turkey and potatoes, my friend.
Absolutely. I wonder what the over and under. I'm going to have to ask Tony there. What's the over and under on turkeys?
And what's your go to? What's the one thing Coach Q has got to have on the table?
Oh, I love the gravy stuffing, and obviously turkey.
Yeah,
but I usually eat a little bit of everything. And more than once.
It's another one of those days. And trust me, these days are every day for me and for you, Coach, and for dudes that are listening. It's good to be a guy. You never have to apologize for just going to the top button and letting her fly because, you know, you got to go back for seconds. That's the kind of day it is.
Yeah, and make sure there's a couch around it. For dessert.
Well, happy thanks.
I like wipes you out.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend, and I'm very personally thankful for the great relationship we have with you guys, but your good friend as well, and we love what you guys do and what you've meant to the city of Chicago, what you continue to mean.
Well, thanks, Steve, and happy Thanksgiving to all the Hawk fans out there.